14 narco terrorists killed in latest U.S. strikes on 4 drug smuggling vessels in Eastern Pacific. By Randy Clark on October 28, 2025. U.S. military forces launched attacks on 4 vessels operated by narco terrorist smugglers transiting through a known trafficking route in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. According to the Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, the kinetic strikes occurred on Monday and resulted in a total of 14 terrorists killed. One person survived the attacks. In a social media post on X, Secretary Hegseth indicated that the kinetic strikes on the 4 vessels involved 3 separate strikes carried out at the direction of President Donald Trump. In the Tuesday morning post, Hegseth wrote, 8 male narco-terrorists were aboard the vessels during the first strike. 4 male narco-terrorists were aboard the vessel during the second strike. 3 male narco-terrorists were aboard the vessel during the third strike. A total of 14 narco-terrorists were killed during the 3 strikes, with 1 survivor. All strikes were in international waters with no U.S. forces harmed. Yesterday, at the direction of President Trump, the Department of War carried out 3 lethal kinetic strikes on 4 vessels operated by designated terrorist organizations, DTO, trafficking narcotics in the Eastern Pacific. The 4 vessels were known by our intelligence. pic.twitter.com/uhofulsichpk. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, at SecWar, October 28, 2025. According to Hegseth, U.S. military forces assigned to USUTHCOM immediately conducted a search and rescue operation following standard protocols to locate the single survivor. The search and rescue mission was later turned over to Mexican military authorities, according to the Secretary of War. Esta operación de búsqueda y rescate se mantiene activa a partir del reporte recibido por la Guardia Costera EE. En el cual no existía mayor información de la persona reportada. Derivado de las declaraciones del secretario de guerra de ese país, se tiene conocimiento que. Samar México, at Samar_MX, October 28, 2025. As customary, Hegseth provided video footage within the post showing the 3 separate military strikes on the being destroyed by U.S. military aircraft ordnance. A portion of the video clip shows 2 vessels side by side being attacked in 1 separate action. Another portion of the video shows a heavily laden vessel traveling at high speed before it was struck and destroyed. Hegseth offered additional commentary on the strikes, saying, "The department has spent over 2 decades defending other homelands. Now, we're defending our own. These narco-terrorists have killed more Americans than Al-Qaeda, and they will be treated the same. We will track them, we will network them, and then, we will hunt and kill them." Secretary Hegseth did not provide a precise location of the strikes, but a social media post by the Mexican Navy, Samar, in Spanish indicated their search for the sole survivor of one of the strikes had begun after a request from the United States Coast Guard. The site of the initial response by Mexican naval forces was described as roughly 400 miles southeast of Acapulco. The search, according to Samar, is ongoing and involves maritime patrol boats and air assets. The latest strikes on narco smuggling vessels by U.S. military forces brings the total of military attacks on the vessels to 14 since President Trump's military campaign against the narco-terrorist smugglers began in early September. The latest strikes comes just 1 week after the first strike in the Eastern Pacific Ocean, just off the coast of Colombia. As reported by Breitbart Texas, that strike signaled the broadening of the campaign that had up until then been limited to the Caribbean Sea. Thus far, an estimated 57 narco-terrorist smugglers have been killed in the U.S. military actions targeting their vessels at sea in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean. Shortly after taking office, President Trump signed an executive order titled Designating Cartels and Other Organizations as Foreign Terrorist Organizations and Specially Designated Global Terrorists. The order resulted in the State Department Under Secretary of State Marco Rubio designating the violent Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang, the Salvadoran Mara Salvatrucha, MS-13, gang, and the Cartel de Sinaloa, Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generación, CJNG, Cartel del Noreste, CDN, La Nueva Familia Michoacana, the Gulf Cartel, and Carteles Unidos as foreign terrorist organizations and specially designated global terrorists. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 border patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.